Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good, guys. How you guys doing? It's been a quiet time for the Pels today.
Yeah.
So what do you make of this trade?
Well, I like it. I like it. It gives flexibility and cap space. Real interesting. And I don't think Griff is done. And Jonas Valanciunas is a serious player. He's still got a year left in his contract, so you find out if everything works there, and it's at $14 million next season, and he's only 29 years old, so he averaged 17 and 12, and his shooting percentage was great last year. He is a rim protector. He is a real athletic big guy. He's got a nice face-up 15-footer, so he's a real good addition. Everybody says, well, is there going to be space? Yeah, there's space. He can shoot from the high post. He hits threes as well. It's a good move all the way around. And the pick that goes, it's top 10 protected. So if the Lakers don't succeed this coming season, it's interesting. The Pels could still keep that pick.
Now, when fans, they look at their draft, they want to compare the NFL to the NBA draft. I said, no, it's not even nearly the same. But a top 10 pick. So you like what they did versus a Moses Moody or like a Trey Murphy and Avi Kispert and all that to go in this direction. And then when I look at even the second-round pick, we say like a second-round NFL, that's a different animal than the NBA. But then I look at the contribution of Middleton with the Bucks, who's a second-round pick out of Texas A&M. So you can hit it big time with a second-round pick, but just break it down to the fans. When you talk about a lottery pick or a first-round pick, it's a whole lot different when you compare it to NFL or even a second round.
Well, and Bobby, as you know, roster size has a lot to do with it. And that's why a second-round pick at the NFL means so much more than a second-round pick in the NBA. And Middleton, believe it or not, Middleton was drafted in the second round, 45th overall, way back when, about 10 years ago now, by Detroit. And he moved for Brandon Jennings.
Well,
Brandon Jennings was out of the league, unfortunately, a couple of years later, and Middleton's still going strong. So when you look at second-round picks and even late first-round picks, it's all about player evaluation. And everybody in the NBA, there's a hard cap, although it's soft, and because there's a luxury tax. So say it's $112 million, and then the luxury tax is $130. Everybody basically starts with the same amount of chips, and who wants to spend more – well, then they go into the luxury tax. So the smaller markets, the medium-sized markets, their player evaluation has to be at a premium as opposed to the teams that print money,
right,
like the Lakers and the Warriors, and have $200 million a year from television rights so they can spend more money. Not everybody can do that. Most of the two-thirds of the teams really can't do that in the NBA, if not more than two-thirds of the teams. So it boils down to, we've been spoiled by Mickey and Jeff with the Saints. And player evaluation. And Griff and Trajan are going to be fine. It's just now player evaluation. And Kispert could be there at 17.
Okay.
I don't know a lot of people that have him in the top 10. He could have been 10. He can be 12. But who knows if he falls down a little bit, as I read the stories this morning on some of his workouts for other teams.
Now, Joe, doesn't that help the Pelicans organization, a team like the Milwaukee Bucks, to win the championship? I think it does.
Big time. Absolutely. It means so much that Giannis was loyal, and loyalty works both ways. So he was loyal to the people that were very loyal to him when he came into the league. And he talked about John Hammond, who drafted him 15th overall. Remember, he wasn't a lottery pick. He was a pick out of the lottery. And it's healthy for the league. And remember this, Bobby, as you know, the NFL always has a team pop up. It's great. And it's incredible. Well, we've had four different champions in each of the last 4 years in the NBA.
Yep.
The Pels, this is a prudent decision because now the Pels have flexibility. They have cap space. They have latitude to make decisions that they didn't have before, whether it's keeping Lonzo, whether it's doing a sign and trade with Lonzo, whether it's making the decision on Josh Hart. Griff has options now, and those options weren't available before.
Joe, that's what I was going to ask you about Lonzo, because I think that's the most asked question. No matter where you go, what's going to happen? Because we've seen it in spurts with Lonzo, that, man, he looks like a great player at times, and other times, you know, not quite the guy that you're going to spend a lot of money with. And there's been a lot of people we've had on the program. Bobby's taken some time off, but has talked about a sign and trade, that they thought that was probably the best option at this particular deal, because it could bring you in maybe, you know, assets that you really need. And if you can't land the veteran point guard in free agency, maybe you could trade for him.
Well, and not only can you get potentially a point guard or a shooter, a wing.
Right.
And the Pels are desperate for spacing and shooters. You see, I believe in Kyra Lewis a lot. See, I think he's going to be very good. I think he's going to be a lot better. At 13th overall, has been a real lucky pick in the NBA. Whether it's Devin Booker, whether it's Zach LaVine, whether it's Donovan Mitchell, I can go down the list in recent years. And I saw enough that there's a real promise down the road for Kyra. He needed reps. He started to get them at the end of the year. And he's not going to be lost defensively once he gets those reps. But he is your classic pick-and-roll speed guard in today's NBA. Plus, you don't have to fix his shot. He's got a nice stroke. Once he develops a teardrop and doesn't over-penetrate into the bigs, then it's even going to be better for him. The old Tony Parker. I was in San Antonio when Tony came in a long time ago, and Tony didn't have a shot, barely a mid-range, but he had a teardrop, and he perfected it. So he didn't over-penetrate. Kyra's going to have that in his arsenal. So I like Kyra. Nikhil looked good playing for Team Canada, really good in the Olympic qualifying. So there's a lot to be excited about, guys. And as frustrating as it has been, because this is the third coach in 3 years and we haven't even gotten to Willie Green yet, I like the moves. We're all cautious, but these are sound decisions. And Willie Green's a real good decision as well. A 39-year-old, Bobby, you just brought up, second-round pick.
Yep.
And he worked hard to stay in the league for a long time, knew his role. And I talked to AD for a while today on the phone, Antonio Daniels, my partner, and we like what's developing right now. Willie Green, they brought in a real quality guy.
Well, Joe, now you brought up the Olympics, and to me, I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, look, three consecutive Olympic gold medals. They're no longer feared, I would say, by other top international teams. France beats the U.S. They're not even celebrating, you know, but a 25-game Olympic winning streak, and the U.S. is over. France closed the game out on a 16-2 run. You can go on and on. I like what this French cat said. Evan Fournier, I get it right. Evan
Fournier.
He's almost
a guy from the Bayou.
Yeah,
like
it's
us.
Like Evan Fournier. He said, they might be better individually, he said, of the Americans, but they can be beaten as a team. I thought that was unbelievable how he broke it down.
Joel, I think one of the things it shows is how international this game has become.
Yep.
And how it is now condensed now. With players and teams from across the world.
Well, 25% of the league, Mike, is internationals.
Right.
And also take into consideration, it's only going to be more intense because if you go all over the world, there's a billion in China, 300 million of them are basketball fans. They watch the NBA. And then you look at what's going on in Europe, it's the number two sport in the world. Basketball is the only sport we exported. It's the number two sport globally now.
Great job as always, man. Thank you.
That's why LeBron can't say nothing bad about China.
Oh, O'Reilly.
For a tax
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.